crowd of a few hundred, mostly young adult college students, erupted in applause several times, including when the candidate approvingly singled out a man wearing a Hillary for Prison t-shirt.
What is that you're wearing? Turn around, show the press. They won't cover it if it's negative on Hillary.
Trump talked about jobs, student debt, college costs, and taxes, and blasted Hillary Clinton. 23-year-old Christian Franceschi is a student at Ohio State and said he likes that Trump is, using his word, real.
And I know a lot of the people who want to support Trump and who actually, like, are going to probably vote for him, they just don't publicly show it because it's not a popular idea.
But Trump's comments have brought him trouble. 20-year-old Sarah Doherty from Cleveland is a student at Ohio University in Athens and said she's aware of the controversy involving Trump's graphic description of possibly illegal conduct with women.
Sometimes his words are vulgar, but I know he has a good intent for helping our country out, and I know that he's honest.
Anna Gillette was in the front row to see Trump. She's an 18-year-old student from Wright State University in Dayton. And she said she's not too concerned about her candidate's comments.
I'm sure a lot of guys say stuff like that, and it was 10 years ago, and I don't know. He obviously didn't know he was going to be president 10 years ago, and so I don't know. I'm sure he apologized for it, and he regrets saying it.
Some students said they plan to vote Republican because they're fiscally conservative, but also that they're socially liberal. But not all of them. 18-year-old Joe Braley of Newark is a high school student. He said he would prefer if Trump were more conservative, but that he likes that the candidate is blunt.
I feel like a lot of it is a bit unjust and twisting of his words, but on other parts of it, he's a smart man. He's hardly had to put as many ads out as Hillary has, yet Trump is a household name now.
While many at the event were decked out with Trump apparel, paraphernalia, and signs that appeared to be in enthusiastic support, others said they weren't happy with either major party choice, but that for them, Trump is the best option. Karen Kassler at The Ohio Public Radio State House News Bureau.